Saving money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to The Dictionary. This is the podcast where I, Spencer, am reading the dictionary, and it's part educational and part maybe slightly funny. I hope that you are educated. I hope that you learn from this podcast. I am learning from this podcast, and I also hope that you get some level of entertainment out of it at times. It's not going to be 100%. It's not comedy wall to wall. That's just impossible. But you know, every once in a while, maybe there is some entertainment for you. Okay, we have to start. This episode is weird. We are starting with the synonym information for the word defend. D-E-F-E-N-D.
Okay,
the synonym information for defend. It says defend, protect, shield, guard, and safeguard mean to keep secure from danger or against attack, stopping the attack and danger. Defend denotes warding off actual or threatened attack. So there's actually something happening. We are defending against it. Could be happening right now. As in, defend the country. Protect implies the use of something as a covering, as a bar to the admission or impact of what may attack or injure, as in a hard hat to protect your head. Yeah, if you are going to be in an area where something might fall on your head, you should probably be wearing a hard hat. So yes, it's the thing, it's a covering, there's an impact coming. It could be attacking you. Something's coming down. Maybe there's a bird coming to attack your head. You got to wear a hard hat. That will definitely protect your head from a bird attack. Shield suggests protective intervention in imminent danger or actual attack. There's no ED at the end of that word. As in, shielded her eyes from the sun with her hand. Stopping something that's very similar to protect. You could protect your eyes, but this one is protective intervention in imminent danger or actual attack. And I don't think the sun is attacking your eyes. It might feel like that sometimes. It does feel like that to me sometimes. I did just buy some sunglasses, and those are definitely good at shielding my eyes from the sun. And my eyes are very sensitive to the light. Guard implies protecting with vigilance and force against expected danger, as in White House entrances are well guarded. As people stand in guard because they are very, very vigilant. It's expected danger. There may be not something specifically happening, but there could be something. That's why they're there. And of course, I think here, given this example, we have to specifically shout out the people, the guards at the Capitol on January 6th. How can I not mention that? They did a really good job guarding, doing what they could to do what they could to stop people from coming in and taking over. But, you know, you can only do so much in that given situation. But, man, I'm really impressed with what they had to deal with and what they did to stop people, and my hat goes off to all you guards. What are they? The Capitol Police is what they are. And the last synonym, safeguard, implies taking precautionary protective measures against merely possible danger. As in, our civil liberties must be safeguarded. Another synonym is the word maintain. Just as in addition is the word maintain. So that was the synonym information for defend. Yeah. The next word is defendant. That is with a D-A-N-T at the end. This is the first form, noun from the 14th century. And I guess it says in legal circles, it is often pronounced defendant. I think it's more dant than dent. Defendant. Defendant? It is a person required to make answer in a legal action or suit. To make answer. It says compare to plaintiff, and that would be the opposite. The plaintiff is the one who is saying, you defendant over there, you did something bad, so you have to make answer to this legal action or suit that I'm putting on you. I think I got that right. Yeah. I think that's it for defendant. But there is a second form. You! Defendant, adjective, from the 15th century. Being on the defensive. And the synonym is defending. You are defending against something. You are the defendant. Maybe the defense on the football team is their defendant. Next word. Yep. Defender, noun from the 14th century. Defender. Bender the defender. Number one. One that defends. I often just go to sports. When you think of defending, defendant, defender, it's the, in sports, you're defending your goal. Because there's people coming at you. Number two. Here we go. A player in a sport assigned to a defensive position. And the example of the sport is football, although that's just one of many, many. I mean, pretty much almost all sports have an offense and a defense. Very many of them. And which football are we talking about? American football? European football? Or I shouldn't say European, I should say the rest of the world football. Defender. Defend your goal. Defense. We're coming up to that one soon. Next word. It is defenestration. One of the best words, just all around. Defenestration. Noun from 1620. I first learned about this word when I was in Latin class in freshman year of high school, and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. Number one, a throwing of a person or thing out of a window is defenestration. This will never get old to me. Number two, a usually swift dismissal or expulsion. And the example here is from a political party or office. I was not aware of this one. If somebody is being swiftly dismissed or expelled from a political party or an office, you could call that defenestration. That's interesting. Defenestrate is a transitive verb. You gotta go defenestrate a thing when you're really mad at somebody and you won't let them in. You gotta defenestrate their clothes onto the sidewalk. What is this from? It is from D-E, day, or D, plus the Latin word fenestra, which means window. Fenestra is window. Defenestration. Defenestrate. And, I learned about this, and we learned the word fenestra in Latin, and then she said there's a word in English, which I had never heard before because I was a young lad, defenestration. And then I learned either she taught us this or told us this, or I learned later that in the there was a Calvin and Hobbes episode. I wish there was an episode. I wish it was a cartoon, a series. No, a Calvin and Hobbes comic strip that used this word. So maybe I will find it and I will post it to social media or put a link in the show notes. It's a fantastic word. Next. You! Defense. Now this one is actually pronounced defense. And I think, let's see, this is the first form, so maybe the second form is emphasized the other way. Defense. Defense? Yeah. Actually, it says, as antonym of offense, it is often pronounced defense. So there we go. We have defense, and then when you're talking about the opposite to offense, it is pronounced defense. Noun from the 14th century. 1A, the act or action of defending, as in the defense of our country. Also as in speak out in defense of justice. Yes, we have to defend justice and equality and things, good things. 1B, a defendant's denial, answer, or plea. So when the person, the defendant, is in a trial, the thing that they say to say, no, I'm good, I didn't do the thing that you say I did, that is their defense. What is your defense, defendant? My defense is that I just didn't do it and I did something else. 2A, capability of resisting attack. 2B, defensive play or ability, as in a player known for good defense. Then they should probably be a defender if they've got good defense. Okay, 3A, means or method of defending or protecting oneself, one's team, or another. Also, a defensive structure. What is a defensive structure? Just a wall? A wall would be a defensive structure. Maybe it's got spikes on it. Maybe that's all you need. 3B, an argument in support or justification. That's kind of similar to the defendant given a defense. But yes, if you're arguing in support of something, you are defending it. You're defending its justice. 3C, the collected facts and method adopted by a defendant to protect and defend against a plaintiff's action. So yeah, that again, similar to the defendant's denial, answer, or plea, it's all of this stuff to help the defendant is the defense, or the defense, whichever way you want to pronounce that word. All of the facts and things. 3D, a sequence of moves available in chess to the second player in the opening. So the first, the player who's got the white or light pieces goes first, and then the second player, the next player who has the black or the dark pieces, they go next, and basically they have to play defense because the first one went first, and so they're on the offense, and that's how it works. What are all their defensive moves? 4A, a defending party or group, as in a court of law, as in the defense rests. The group of people helping the defendant, they are the defense. And then they got tired and they said, we don't have any more things to say. We presented all of our facts and now it's time to rest. Nap time. 4B, a defensive team. Maybe it's a soccer team. Maybe it's a baseball team. Number 5, the military and industrial aggregate that authorizes and supervises arms production, as in appropriations for defense, or defense, probably defense. Appropriations for defense. And that's, yeah, it's the military. They gotta be ready to defend their country if somebody comes over and attacks. Certain countries, it goes the other way around. They have all this stuff, but they go on the offense. Also as in defense contract. Companies have a contract together to make things and provide things for defense, the military defense. Defenseless is an adjective. There is no fences up around their property. Is there a connection between the word defense and an actual fence that you put up on your property? It's the difference between an S and a C. But yes, I think there must be. We'll see what the etymology says. Defenselessly is an adverb, and defenselessness is a noun with lots of S sounds. Defenselessness. Defenselessness. Okay, etymology time. From the Latin, the lower Latin, defensa, which means vengeance. Ooh, yeah. If somebody's coming at you, you got to defend. You might have to take some vengeance on them. That is from the Latin, which is the feminine of defensus, which is from the verb defendere, which doesn't say what it means, but I have to assume it just means, you know, to defend. Nothing about fences, though. Next word. You. If you don't know, I have to say this every once in a while. The sound effect in between each word is just to designate that it's time for the next word, and it's just something, some weird sound. Second form of defense. Transitive verb from 1950. To take specific defensive action against. And the example is an opposing team or player or an offensive play. So you are taking defensive action against an opposing team or an opposing player or just an offensive play. An offensive play, the team has the ball and they're coming towards your goal, and then you have to take up the defense. Next word. Ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Defenseman. Noun from 1895. A player in a sport, as hockey, who is assigned to a defensive zone or position, which means they're probably closer to their goal to defend their goal than the other team's goal. So let's see. We've had an example for hockey. We've had an example for football. And I think, was there a soccer one too? I'm trying to find it. Maybe that was just in my brain. But yeah, it's, you know, you gotta mix up the examples. Next word. Yay! Defense mechanism. Defense mechanism. Two words. Noun from 1913. One. An often unconscious mental process, as repression, that makes possible compromise solutions to personal problems. All right, so what is this? We break it down a little bit. So it's usually something that you're not aware that you're doing, so that's why it's unconscious. You're not consciously doing a defense mechanism. It just happens based on your life, what's happened in your life. So it's a mental process. So repression is an example of a defense mechanism. Just sort of, maybe you went through a traumatic situation and you're repressing the memory, repressing the feelings, you're pushing them down, deep down. And so that is an example of a defense mechanism, because it makes it possible to compromise solutions to personal problems. So it's a personal problem and you're compromising your life. I don't know, that I'm not describing it great. What are examples of other defense mechanisms? Well, I think a pretty common one is making jokes. So if a lot of people, comedians usually, they just want to make jokes, make them sort of feel better about themselves, or feel better, or just divert attention or something. It's a good defense mechanism. Is it the most healthy thing to do? Not always, but it's something. I think we all got something. I'm sure humor and joking is one of mine. Number two, a defensive reaction by an organism. So any sort of organism, an animal, an organ, literally an organ, a cell, something, if it's being attacked, it has to defend itself because it's not going to just lay down and rest. It's going to defend itself. And so that would be a defense mechanism. A porcupine, its defense mechanism is to shoot up its pokies and shoot them out. A skunk, it's going to spray you and make it all stinky. Defense mechanisms. Next word. You. Defensible. Adjective from the 14th century. Capable of being defended. It's defensible. You can defend it. Your big castle can be defended. As in, defensible theories. Also as in, a defensible hill. Yes, we have to defend the hill. People want that hill. It's a very nice hill. Defensibility is a noun, and defensibly is an adverb. There is one more word for this episode. You. Defensive. Defensive. First form, adjective from the 14th century, and the second form will be in tomorrow's episode, so you can look forward to that. One. Serving to defend or protect, as in defensive fortifications. Put up those fortifications so it's easier to defend. 2A, devoted to resisting or preventing aggression or attack, as in defensive behavior. Devoted to resisting or preventing aggression or attack. Yes, we don't want to be attacked in any way, physically or emotionally. So we put up some defensive behavior. That could be lots of things. 2B, of or relating to the attempt to keep an opponent from scoring in a game or contest, as in a player with good defensive skills. They're very good at stopping the other team from scoring on them. 3A, valuable in defensive play, as in a defensive card in bridge. I like I've said before, I haven't really played bridge, so what would be a defensive card? It's valuable in a defensive play. You're stopping the other team from making that point. It looks like they're about to make the point, and they think they're going to make the point. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but that's what I'm saying. But then you put down your card, and you have stopped them. 3B, designed to keep an opponent from being the highest bidder. I think this is also bridge, as in a defensive bid. Defensively is an adverb, and defensiveness is a noun. I think it's time to pick a word of the episode. So today we had the synonym information for defend, defendant, defendant, defender, defenestration, defense, or defense, defense, defenseman, defense mechanism, defensible, and defensive. Well, I'm tempted to pick defense mechanism. I think that's it's just a really interesting thing that we do unconsciously. I don't know. I think that just jokes, I think, is the first thing that I can think of for defense mechanism. But there's lots of things that we do. But I am going to pick defenestration as the word of the episode because I think it's just silly that there's a word that means to throw something out of a window in the first place. I think that's great. And, you know, it makes sense. We throw things out of windows often enough. And it's just one of those very specific, very unique words that has its place in the world. And anytime I would talk about my Latin class when I was in high school or something, this was always the best example of how English came from Latin, largely Latin. And yeah, it's great. Defenestration. Let's throw all the things out of a window. Defenestrate, defenestrate, defenestration. That is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. I don't know what you're getting out of it, but hopefully it's something. Laughter at me is perfectly fine. Don't even feel bad about that. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.